This is the Sakar Merli of the 11th of April, 2024. Essence, sweet children, this play is predestined. Not a single soul can be released from this play. No one can receive eternal liberation. Question. How is the highest on high purifier father, the innocent Lord? Answer. You children give him a handful of rice and claim a palace in return, and this is why the father is called the innocent Lord. You say Shiv Baba is my child. He is such a child that he never takes anything from you, but constantly gives to you. On the path of devotion, they say, whatever action someone performs, he receives the fruit of that. However, anything they receive on the path of devotion is for a temporary period. On the path of knowledge, you do everything with understanding, and this is why whatever you receive is for all time. Om Shanti. The spiritual father is having a heart-to-heart conversation with you spiritual children. Or you would say that the spiritual father is teaching you children Raj Yoga. You have come to study Raj Yoga with the unlimited father. This is why your intellects should go to the father. This is God's knowledge for souls. God speaks to the saligrams. It is you souls who have to listen, and this is why you have to become soul conscious. Previously, you were body conscious. The Father only comes at this most auspicious confluence age and makes you children soul conscious. You have now understood the difference between soul conscious and body conscious. The Father has explained to you that it is souls that play their parts through their bodies. It is the souls, not bodies, that study. However, because of being body conscious, they think that so-and-so is teaching them. The one who is teaching you children is incorporeal. His name is Shiva. Shiv Baba doesn't have a body of his own. Everyone else would say, "This is my body." Who said that? The soul said, "This is my body." However, all of those are worldly physical studies, and there are many different subjects in them. There are so many different titles, such as BA, etc. Here, there is just the one name, and it is only the one who is teaching you. Only the one Father comes and teaches you. So you have to remember the Father. The unlimited Father is teaching us. What is his name? His name is Shiva. It isn't that he is beyond name and form. Names are given to the bodies of human beings. It would be said, "This is the body of so-and-so." However, Shiv Baba does not have a bodily name. Human beings are given names for their bodies, whereas it is only the one incorporeal Father whose name is Shiva. When he comes here to teach you, his name is still Shiva. This body does not belong to him. There is just one God, not 10 or 12. He is just the one. And yet people say that he has 24 incarnations. The Father says, "You have made me wander around a lot. You have said that the Supreme Soul is in the pebbles and stones. Just as you have wandered a lot on the path of devotion, in the same way you have made me wander a lot too." According to the drama, his way of speaking is so serene. He explains, Everyone has defamed and insulted me so much. People say that they do altruistic service, whereas the Father says, no one apart from me can do altruistic service. Whoever does something definitely receives the fruit of that. You are now receiving the fruit. It is remembered that God gives the fruit of devotion because God is the ocean of knowledge. You have been performing rituals on the path of devotion for half a cycle. This knowledge is a study. Only once do you receive this study from the One Father. The Father only comes once, at the most auspicious confluence age, and then goes back, after making you into the most elevated human beings. This is knowledge, and that is devotion. You have been performing devotion for half a cycle. Those who do not perform devotion think that perhaps so-and-so died or became ill because he or she hadn't been performing devotion. However, it is not like that. The Father says, children, you have been calling out to me to come and make everyone pure from impure and grant everyone salvation. So I have now come. Devotion is separate from knowledge. Through devotion there is the night for half a cycle, and through knowledge there is the day for half a cycle. The kingdom of Rama and the kingdom of Ravan are both unlimited. The time of each is equal. At this time, because people are bogies, those who indulge in sensual pleasures, the world population is greater, and people's lifespans are shorter. They try to create ways for the population not to increase too much. You children know that it is only the Father's duty to make such a big world small, population-wise. The Father comes to make it small. You have been calling out, Baba, come and destroy irreligiousness. That is, make this world population smaller. The world doesn't know how small the Father makes it. Only a few human beings remain. All the rest of the souls will go back to their home and then come down here number-wise to play their parts. The later their parts are in the play, the later they will come down here from the home. Those who are in a play carry on with their business, etc., and then go later to play their parts at their time. It is the same for you. Those who have a later part in a play will come down later. Those who are actors at the beginning of the play come down here at the beginning of the Golden Age. You can see that those who are to come later are still continuing to come. The branches and twigs will continue to grow until the end. The concepts of this knowledge are explained to you at this time. When you sit in remembrance in the morning, it is drill. The soul has to remember his Father. Forget the word yoga. People become confused with that. They say, I am unable to have yoga. The Father says, oh, can you not remember your Father? Is this good? If you don't remember me, how would you become pure? The Father is the purifier. The Father comes and explains to you the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the drama. This is the tree of the variety of religions and the variety of human beings. All human beings of the whole world are actors. There are so many human beings. People calculate and say, in 1 year there will be this many million born. However, there isn't that much space here. This is why the Father says, I come here to make the numbers limited. When all the souls have come from up above, my home becomes empty. Those who are still up there also come down. The tree never completely dries up. It continues to grow. At the end, when there is no one left up there, everyone will then go back. There were so few people in the new world, whereas there are now so many. Everyone's body continues to be changed. Only those who have taken those births every cycle will take the same births now. No one apart from the Father can explain how this world drama continues. You children also understand this number-wise, according to the efforts you make. The unlimited play is so big. There are so many things to be understood. The unlimited Father is the ocean of knowledge. All others are limited. They write the Vedas and scriptures, etc., but they are not going to be able to create that many. If you were to write from the beginning, it would become such a big Gita. If everything were to be printed, the Gita would become even bigger than this building. This is why they have given it the praise, if you were to make the ocean into ink, ... Then they also say that sparrows swallowed the ocean. You are the sparrows who are now swallowing this whole ocean of knowledge. You have now become Brahmins. You have now received this knowledge. You now know everything through this knowledge. You come here to study every cycle. There is no question of anything being less or more. The more effort you make, the greater the reward you create. Each one of you can understand how much effort you make and to what extent you are becoming worthy to claim that status. Students pass an examination at school number-wise. Both the sun and moon dynasties are created. Those who fail become the moon dynasty. No one knows why Rama has been shown with a bow and arrow. They have made history violent. At this time there is nothing but violence. You know that whatever actions they perform, each of them receives the fruit of those accordingly. For instance, when someone builds a hospital, he will have a long life and be healthy in his next birth. For half a cycle, those who build dharamshalas or schools receive temporary happiness. When you children come here, Baba asks, how many children do you have? You say, 3 physical children and 1 is Shiv Baba, because he gives you an inheritance and also receives an inheritance. There is the account. He doesn't really want to take anything because he is the bestower. He is the innocent Lord because you give him a handful of rice and claim a palace in return. He is the purifier and the ocean of knowledge. Now, the Father says, I explain to you the essence of the scriptures of the path of devotion. Your fruit of devotion lasts for half a cycle. Sannyasis say that this happiness is like the droppings of a crow, and this is why they leave their homes and families and go away to the forests. They say that they don't want the happiness of heaven, because they would then have to go to hell. Instead, They want eternal liberation. However, you have to remember that this play is unlimited. Not a single soul can be released from this play. It is predestined. This is why that which is destined is happening is remembered. Therefore, they worry on the path of devotion. Whatever happened in the past, it will happen again. You go around the cycle of 84 births. This cycle never ends. It is predestined. How can you stop your effort in that? You cannot come out of it just because you say so. To receive eternal liberation, to merge into the light, or to merge into the Brahma element are all the same thing. There are innumerable opinions and innumerable religions. Then people say, only you know your ways and means. We receive salvation through the Srimat you give us. Only you know that. When you come, we learn these things and also become pure. We can study and receive salvation. When you have received salvation, no one calls out to me. At this time, mountains of sorrow are falling on everyone. They have shown bloodshed without cause, and they have also shown the Govardhan mountain, and that mountain was lifted with a finger. You know the meaning of this. Only you few children remove this mountain of sorrow. You endure sorrow. You have to give everyone the mantra that disciplines the mind. They say that Tulsidas ground sandalwood to give a tilak. You children receive the tilak of sovereignty through your own efforts. You are studying for a kingdom. It is only the one father who teaches you Raj Yoga through which you receive the kingdom. You are now sitting at home. This is not a court. A court is where kings and emperors meet. This is a pathshala. It is explained that no Brahmin teacher should bring anyone vicious here. Those who are impure will spoil the atmosphere. This is why they are not allowed to come. When they become pure, they can be allowed. Some people now have to be allowed to come. If you go from here and become impure, you won't be able to imbibe anything. This is cursing yourself. Vices are the directions of Ravan. You stop following the directions of Rama, and you follow the devilish directions of Ravan, and become vicious and stone-like. There are many such fearsome stories written in Gaud Puran. The father says, a human being only becomes a human being. He would not become an animal, etc. In this study, there is no question of blind faith. This is your study. Students study, pass, and earn money. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Give everyone the mantra that disciplines the mind. Claim the tilak of the kingdom by making effort and studying. Give your finger to remove these mountains of sorrow. 2. at the confluence age, make effort to become a most elevated human being. Perform the drill of remembering the Father. Do not become confused by speaking of yoga. Blessing. May you consider obstacles in service to be a staircase for your self-progress, and thereby move higher as an obstacle-free and true server. Service is a means for you to make your Brahmin life constantly free from obstacles. It is also in service that you have more exam papers of obstacles. An obstacle-free server is considered to be a true server. It is fixed in the drama for obstacles to come. They are to come and they will continue to come. Because it is the obstacles and exam papers that make you experienced. Do not consider them to be obstacles, but see them as a means for you to make progress. And you will then experience them to be a staircase of experience to enable you to climb higher. Slogan: do not become the form of an obstacle, but of a destroyer of obstacles. Om Shanti.